Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show. I am your host, Pam Bright. I say hostess because I am a woman, but you can say host or hostess, your choice. So welcome back to the show. Those of you who've been following me since for a while, actually, I started in 2021. Thank you for returning. I'm always grateful that you're here. Those of you who are new to the show, this show is really all about the tools and practices, as my dear sweet husband mentioned in the opener, the tools and practices that assist you as a spiritual being having a human experience on this planet. We give you all kinds of different beautiful people that get to be on the show with me. This is my dear friend, Eva Christina, who I just met and I'm getting to know really well. And we're going to talk about heart and math together. Can you believe it? I've never put those two things together ever in my life, but I'm going to learn about it just as long as you are with me on this show. We're going to hear together how those two things go together. And we're going to learn about all kinds of things, spiritual as well as physical, because we are spiritual beings having this human experience. And how do we bring all of that together into one moment in time? So before we get started on this journey with Eva, Christina, and I together, and you, I like to ground us into this moment because I, for one, need to let go of all the stuff of life that happened before in my day. It's noon Pacific time here in Washington State. And all the stuff that's been in the last week, because it's been a week since we've been together. So if you are open to being able to close your eyes, do that. If you need to stay alert, then go ahead and just listen and do what's in front of you to do and be safe doing that. I'm closing my eyes now and I'm going to connect in with my breathing. And I invite you to do the same. I'm also using a little helper here called my selenite crystal. It's my reminder that I have a crystalline body as well as a heart that beats within my chest and all of my different organs in my physical self that keep me running as a body system. And I'm also light. So it reminds me that I am the light and I am the love of the Creator God. And with those two things together, I have many, many tools available to me to assist me with grounding into this moment. And so I invite you to bring your breath. Imagine that your feet are connected to the earth, which they are because we live on the planet Earth, and that she is breathing you as well as you breathing you. And the Creator of all that is, and all the planets and stars, and all of the trees, and all of the weather, the wind, and the rain, and the stars, and the planets, and all of the grasses, the flowers, the waters, everything is breathing you. They're all assisting you in this one moment in time of breath. And so as you just bring all of that yummy support into your body system, as you do that, I'm going to bring some light language in to ground all of that into this space knowing that as you listen to this sound through my voice, that it's bringing in all of the light codes from the cosmos, from the stars, from Gaia, the Earth Mother, and all of the galaxies that you are connected to, because you are a multiple organism. You're a multidimensional being. No se tarabakita, no te sana mateku, anda yesuna mama, ea namana ye e, use namana neke, onde sana mama, eku mama na yeke, una mama ye, kanasa nekia, onde sana ma yiki, onde sana mama na, ena mama na ye e, use na mama, ena mama mama, ena mama mama, yeku mama ye. Ooh, the Earth Mother is strong today. She kept bringing in mama, mama, mama energy. We love mama. We love the energy, the divine feminine that we are connecting to this planet in very, very big ways. As an energy system on the planet, we honor all of our human mothers, all of our animal mothers, and the divine mother of all. Gaia, we love you. And we love all of the mothers that have been before us and all of the mothers that will come after us. We are done with our physical vessels, the new mothers that are here now. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the mothers that will come after those mothers are passed. We thank you for this divine feminine energy here now. And so it is. And before we move on, I have to show you my shirt. This is my shirt, and it says Proud Mom on it with the trans flag colors, so that you know. Okay. I believe this is the trans flag. It might be the non-binary flag, but anyway, my kiddo is in that world. So mm-hmm. I get to be a proud mama of them.
Oh.
Yay to my kiddo Nova, who's now in college. Woo, woo. So I am empty nesting this week, and it's the first week since that happened, and they left on the 20th of September, so we're back to Pamville and Bright Butterfly Enterprises world and the Empower Me show. And welcome, Eva Christina, to the Empower Me show. I'm so glad you're here, honey. Yay.
So honored. Yeah.
Yay. So Eva and I met through a beautiful program that we're in about leadership. And we are learning how to be leaders in our own lives. And so we get to bring that energy to you today. And we get to learn about the heart mm-hmm. and together in one space. Yes. So tell me, Eva, how did this concept of heart and math come together as a concept and as a teaching?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so feel so aligned and so right. So such perfection to be here with you. And that the fact that we have connected in, you know, and then we have so much in common sharing. And then I get to introduce this to you because I just, you know, I think that when we understand this, it completely makes sense. We already intuitively know this. And I found the HeartMath Institute back in 2016, and I became certified. I became a coach with them, a coach mentor, and I've been affiliated with them ever since, and very active in their continuous research and their continuous evolving. And so HeartMath is actually an institute in, they are in Boulder Creek, California. They are a 1C3 nonprofit organization. They research heart and brain connection. And their findings are just absolutely fascinating because it goes, it's a new frontier. These are things that they're not taught in the medical schools and the systems. I think that HeartMath was put here because it's so necessary to understand at a physiological level the way the heart works. And so the math, I don't know precisely how, you know, I intuitively know it's all based on research, and so the math comes from the numbers. So that our heart beats in a different pattern depending on the way we feel. So there's a great variability. Our heart varies in the way it beats. And we can kind of categorize it in four different types of emotions. That we have the emotions that deplete us, but our high energy, like anger, frustration, rage, that is high beating heart racing. We've felt that. But we also have a beating heart that is ruminating over something that has happened or feeling like a betrayal or anxiety. And that's low heartbeat, but they're both depleting emotions. So our heart rate is shifting, but it is in accordance to the way we're feeling. We also have the emotions that renew us. We have high intensity, like joy, like all that excitement, high heart rate, but very different quality. And then we have ease and joy and peace and harmony. That's low heartbeat, very different quality. So all these rhythms, this is what the research studies, is why, how the brain and the heart, what are all those numbers that are going on physiologically according to what is happening in our life and the way we're thinking about it. So in essence, HeartMath has come up with it's a system of self-regulating tools that bring us back into from stress to balance, to harmony. And it's self-regulation. So there's nothing outside of us that we need. We can tap into our heart. Mm-hmm. Like you did at the beginning. So like on point is we got to let go of the stressors from before. We tap into the heart. We breathe in through the heart. And what does that do? It slows down. We become mindful. We become like present to this moment. And all of a sudden, we're back online. We're right here. We're in the moment. We have access to all of our thinking brain and all of our intuitive guidance, which we don't have when we are in the busy, like, you know, the stress, you know?
Yes. Well, and what we know about stress is when we're in stress, our brains do not work very well.
Nope.
We're trying to figure stuff out and we're anxious and we're worried. And think about when you work a 9-to-5 job, right? When people work in the workforce and they've got, you know, the boss up here and the boss is telling them exactly what they need to do. And they've got a timeline and they've got a deadline or you're in school and you're taking a test and you're like, oh, I got to get it right. I got to get it right. I got to write it. Well, I don't know about you, but when I was in those places,
yep,
I was not thinking properly. I was all about get it done now, get it done this way. Mm-hmm. And my brain was not able to function very well. And so my blood pressure was up and I was overweight which I'm still dealing with that. Don't get me about that. But mm-hmm. I know how the brain works in regards to stress and anxiety and outside influences.
Yep.
So can you talk a little bit more about how the outside influences dictate kind of how we function as a body system connection and the heart and the brain together?
Yeah. I mean, and that's exactly right. I mean, and at a physiological level, when we are with a stress response, the brain is really smart because it puts us in a different mode. It puts us in fight, flight, freeze. If you're stressed, that means that there's something that you need to be protected. So the prefrontal cortex literally shuts down. So that's why we know that we know the answers, but stress shuts it down for us because we need to do, because our that primitive part of the physiology is telling us that we need to do something else. So self-regulation is so key to understand that when we become aware that we are feeling out of sorts because of something outside, a stressor, practicing self-regulation, we can do it in the moment, and we do it in the moment. The sooner we do it, I can talk about having a practice, because it's really important to, if we are already prone to stress, is because we've allowed the body to practice stress. We don't have tools, the body's already used to that, and so we have to get it unused to. We have to retrain it. Mm-hmm. And so those are called baselines. So if our baseline is already at, with the pandemic or all these stresses, if we didn't practice any self-regulation practices, and those can come in so many different forms, like your spiritual practice, your yoga, your dance, whatever form of self-regulation, of inner awareness, then, we've got to integrate that into our lives. Heart math is a system that already that has created this system for us. It's super easy to integrate, but this, it's deceivingly easy but not simple, or something like that. It's like simple, not easy.
I got that. So that people know, because it's important, I think, for especially for this show, when people are like, okay, so this is great stuff, but how'd she get into this?
Me,
like,
yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
What was it like before?
Mm-hmm. Right,
before you found heart math?
Yeah.
Why did you even get into heart math? And what is it like now that you have heart math in your life?
I love that question. Let me try to summarize it. Like years of, okay, in one, in summary, I've always been into self-development and since very young, and into like what makes people be the way they are. And so it's such a fascination for me. But in 2015, I got divorced, and I didn't really understand that what was coming for me, what was before me, because even though, my marriage was not perfect, there was not turmoil in my marriage. The turmoil came after. But I had already decided that my daughters were young. They were 3 and 5 years old. And I knew that I just could not stay in this marriage anymore. Even though my daughters were little, I knew my heart told me I'm going to die in this relationship. I know that I have to, I will figure it out. I will figure this out. And like, I want us all to be happy. But, so I decided to become a coach in 2016 with heart math. When I found this heart math, I was it all clicked. It made complete sense. So I'm like, I must learn this. This is the missing piece for me. This is what sums it all up for me in the heart. There was like an intuition, very strong intuition said, this is the way. If I understand my heart, if I understand my brain, I can do anything. Wow. So, yeah. But then, you know, as fate would have it, I needed it for myself for the next several years. The divorce became extremely harsh. It was a very difficult, our relationship was extremely hard. I want to be very, very pure in the way I share this because, people can get very activated, but there was a lot of abuse, and mentally, physically, emotionally, and I didn't know how to manage it. What I had was heart math, and what saved me was heart math. I remember that it would take me 3 days to recover from the verbal, it's just paralyzing and so draining. And I remember thinking, what is this? I remember I wanted to shower. I wanted to take off the feelings. I wanted to just, the darkest times, and it didn't stop. It would go on. And there was just, but every time, what was really interesting is that I remained curious. I was like, what is going on in me? What will I do next time? And using the tools, this is, I think, that where the training came in. It's like, I started practicing the tools. There were so many things that I could tell you, so many instances that I could tell you where I remember not being able to speak to him because of that fight, flight, freeze mode. I just, like, I wanted to say all these things, but I couldn't because I was paralyzed. And then I remember, okay, next time I'm going to practice this tool right before. And and it was night and day, just being able to eloquently mirror, back, not get activated. And I remember him being in a way where like puzzled, like I know he thought that I was on drugs or something like that, because he was like, she is not active, she is not reacting. Mm-hmm. And so that is one of the so many benefits that I just started, things just, started kind of clearing up for me. And I just got better and better and better and better and deeper and deeper into this practice. So
that's perfect. So we're going to take a break. Yes. And when we come back, we want to hear more of Ella's story. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being so raw and vulnerable with me and with our audience. This is what this show is all about, is really being real and showing our true colors, because you can do it too, folks. Okay. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. And when we come back, we're going to hear more of Eva's story and really find out how in the world do you create a practice with this system called heart math. We'll be back in a couple minutes. See you later.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D. The first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches, I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
Would you like to improve the quality of your life, be happier and healthier? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and bestselling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today at allthingswellness.com and prevent your wellness wheel from getting...
Back to the Empower Me show. I am here with my dear friend Eva Christina. We are talking about heart math. Can you believe it? Yes, they put heart, your physical heart as well as our emotional heart and the brain together, right? Now, I never would have put those two together. I did not have a great childhood with math. I still don't really have a great relationship with math, but I am understanding it more and I have a respect for it. And I'm finding out that, oh, there's a lot of science-based technologies now that are putting the heart with its emotional content and the brain together into one system. And heart math is a way to do that. So we're finding out from Christina how she has brought her heart into resonance with her brain and with her ability to function in the world after a marriage of abuse. That is a big, big, big subject right there that we could talk an entire show about. Yeah. However, the radiant you that stands before us now has obviously used these tools to heal yourself.
Yes.
So with that healing process, which it's a big one, I know from those that have gone through that process of healing abuse, what would you say has been the biggest piece of the HeartMath system that has been a tool that has been life-changing for you?
Wow, I love this question. So I would say that the biggest piece would be to connect with my heart, to know that there is intelligence in there. And this is just fascinating because I think that we all intuitively know that, but we misunderstand. We have ideas and beliefs that perhaps disconnect us from the heart. But then, you know, the research just shows, and this is what heart math and learning about this and practicing, it was just bringing me back to my heart and bringing me back to create that life force with, not create it because it's already in there. Because when I, you know, it's there, but to reconnect with it.
I got it. So yeah. How does trust fit into this system? Because I'm aware that when abuse exists in an individual, and myself included, trust is not there. Trust, like, how can I trust my heart when I was married to this person and they abused me? How can I trust that?
Love that. I love that question. Because I run into this constantly with, you know, with people that are wanting to have that trust again. And I would say that, you know, when what you want, what you know, that you don't, you know, in those dark places where you just feel that being paralyzed and knowing that this is not who I really am. This is not what life is about. This is not okay. I don't know what's going on with me, but I need to find a way out. And the way out with the learning the system is you start breathing. It's the breath. And so the breath connects you with the heart. And as you connect with that breath, the tool, so one of the most common tools, or the first one is called the quick coherence tool. And these are all protocols. Everything has been tested and measured math. All these are numbers. When we activate a regenerative feeling, when we, it could be a memory. It could be a smell. It could be thinking about your pet. You're using your brain. You're using your imagination. It's a door that opens up. So you're not even thinking about anything else. You're soothing. You're finding that comfort in yourself because you want out of this. and so that opens up the door. And as you continue to open up that door, the body responds. And in here, in the heart, there is that intelligence. And that intelligence, it speaks to us in the form of all these ways. It's our intuition. It leads us. So, but it's opening up the door first. And with that practice, you just get a little, you know, you see a little bit, you see that light. And as you continue practice, you continue to see that light. And it's just you following that guidance. That light. But you know, as we physiologically come back into this state of balance, then we operate in a balanced way. We act accordingly. We don't act out of survival mode, where we want to fight back, where we are a victim, where we are in, you know, just still in this. We act from a place of objectivity. We don't need to go all the way to joy no, we can be at least in neutral. And that's something that self-regulation gives us. Okay, now I see clearly. Now I can know what's my best next step. And so I hope that kind of...
It does. And I want to say something here because... how do I want to say it? Okay, so this show is dedicated to you, the human, who's having this, all of these different experiences in life. And because we are who we are, and we are not doctors, although I do have doctors on here sometimes. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. This is not a diagnosis. This is not okay, if you do these things will happen. However, we do have testimonials from many, many people who have used this system. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to say is, if you are a person who's in a domestic violence situation or an abusive situation, the first thing is to get help. The second thing is to be safe.
Exactly.
Those two things are non-negotiables here. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's what I want to say to you, because I totally believe that. And this system works.
Exactly.
That's the next thing I want to say. The system works, and it's another tool to put in your toolbox.
Yes. Okay? Yes. And that's what I mean with following the guidance, because I think that when we genuinely learn to tap into this intelligence and trust your so. And I know this thing about trust, like, how do I trust? Because this is not okay. There, you will start to distinguish and this language of your heart, this language of those nudges, you start to see. And as you develop this yourself in this self-awareness, you will start to see it and take it to the level. I mean, I've been at it for years now. And I can't tell you just my level of intuition has risen so much, because there's no end to where you can go with this. It's our system. We're fascinating beings, you know?
We are. So for those who are like, well, what is she talking about? Tapping mm-hmm. into my intuition, and how do I know the language of my heart? What?
Yeah.
What are some ways mm-hmm. that your intuition speaks to you?
I love that question too. And that's, there is a tool in this system. And just yesterday we were reviewing it, as I am continuously in training and updates, because new things come up, but show up in the technology, because there's technology too. I use a heart rate monitor in all my practices in the morning. I meditate every single morning because I retrain my body, my heart, using my heart, get my myself in balance, get my nervous system in balance, connect my heart and brain. And so how does intuition speak to us? I want to share some research, actually, if that's okay.
Of course.
So this is, people are curious, you can look up the electrophysiology of intuition. There's actually many papers, but that's how you look it up. Electrophysiology of intuition. And so, or also pre-stimulus response. And so HeartMath was one of the first ones that found out about this. What they did was they connected people, to all these sensors in the brain, in the heart, and in the skin. So to see what, to detect the reactions from a pre-stimulus response, from pictures. There's these, the International Affective Picture System, which was created for physiological research. These pictures are meant to elicit these different type of emotions. So they have pictures like really bad, yucky pictures from like snakes or like people like hurting each other, to like bunny rabbits and flowers and things like that. And the computer would, with these people like hooked up with all these things to detect, would the computer, not even the computer knew what picture was going to show up. What they found was that there's a pre-stimulus response from the heart.
Ah.
The heart
wow.
is one. The heart predicts what the, and then, so the way it goes is, what the research found was that there's a shift in the rhythm of the heart. Remember I said that there's like negative emotions, like, that's what the heart rate variability detects it as negative, sends the information to the brain. The brain is like, oh, okay, got it. Sends the information back to the body, skin conductance. So it goes heart, brain, body, heart, brain, body.
That's remarkable.
There it is. And all that was found with, just again, back to these numbers, research, it's just showing us that there is something there. There's an intelligence. So the heart, this is another fascinating thing, fact, that the heart has 40,000 neurons inside. And neurons, they thought that the brain was the only one that thought, that all the intelligence coming from the from the brain, but there is actually neurons in the heart that have the ability to process, to learn, and to remember.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Wow, that's remarkable.
I'm sorry, I get so excited.
Remember, yeah. Folks, how much I have talked about that our bodies are intelligent. Our bodies will tell us what they need. Mm-hmm. So don't think that you are a victim to this human experience, okay? Eva Christina is saying, look, there's evidence here. For those of you who need evidence,
yes,
this is a pathway for you to pay attention to, okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable.
Yes, it's really, really fascinating. I think coming from my dad is a researcher. He's a veterinarian, but I think that part of me that really wanted to understand all this, because I knew intuitively that I didn't need anything outside of me. I didn't need any doctor to prescribe me onto some depression medication or anything like that. I don't mean to like discount, you know, I just really knew again that there was something inside of me that was able to figure this out and to heal. And this system showed me the evidence.
And that's the thing, folks, you need to listen to your own self about this. Okay. If you're wondering, oh, do I need a medication? Do I need a mood stabilizer? Mm-hmm. Do I need a therapist? Listen to that voice, okay?
Yeah.
Because that voice is there for a reason.
Yes.
We can't tell you what you need. You get to tell you what you need.
Yes.
And if you're unsure what you need, then take some time and breathe into that space that's questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Do some internal dialogue with yourself, and your inner self will speak when you give it time and energy. Okay. So before we end,
yeah,
let's listen to you share with us. You mm-hmm. said you have a system, you have a process for how do we get a practice?
Yeah.
To begin this process of heart math in our lives.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Perfect. So I would love to share sort of like some basics, just some foundations for everyone listening so they can take away. I would say that if you don't have a practice of silence, like meditation, if you already do, you can actually enhance it by integrating your heart. But my recommendation is that first thing in the morning, as before we start our day, that we connect with the heart, we connect with the breath. When we inhale through the heart and out through the heart, it's like we are activating this machine.
Mm.
In and out, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. It's just a little slower, a little deeper, just to get it warmed up, get it going. And then, you know, if you don't have a practice, I'd say 5 minutes a day, just right the first thing in the morning. You know, you can do it in silence. You can do it with some light music, however it works for you. And but it's that connecting with yourself through the heart, creating that awareness that you are divine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is the way you want to set the tone for your day. When you activate a regenerative feeling, this is called the quick coherence technique, and people can look it up. But the quick coherence technique, you breathe in and out through the heart. You make a sincere attempt to activate a regenerative feeling. This is where we can bring up gratitude, appreciation, care, love for someone or something. And see, that is bringing us back here to our source, to where we came from. So then we make that attempt or that intention to sustain this. And that's your basic practice. You can do this with your eyes open at every single moment. My recommendation again is that you do it at every thing that you're already habitually doing. So just attach it to all the habits. You drink coffee, do it as your eyes open. as you're drinking your coffee, as you're washing the dishes, eyes open, as you're getting into your car, eyes open, as you, so you, it's that connecting.
It would be perfect to end that way. So can we end the show this way? Okay. Yes. Would you walk us through that a little bit?
Oh, yes.
Ready? Those of you who need to keep your eyes open and be safe on the road, or okay. Be safe with work or whatever, but mm-hmm. listen to Eva's voice. Okay. All if right. you close your eyes and be in your heart, mm-hmm. and the way to be in your heart is simply to imagine that your eyes, your physical eyes, can actually see in. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can bring your gaze down too, if you just want to keep your eyes open, but keep your gaze down. That gives your brain the reminder, oh yeah, I'm going down into my heart. Okay. Yeah. So it. I'll leave it to you now, Eva.
All right. Let's focus our attention in the area around the heart. And imagine that breath is flowing in through your heart and out through your heart. Breathing just a little slower. Just a little deeper than usual. You can count to about 5 as you inhale. 5 as you exhale. Just find that comfortable rhythm for you. Now make a sincere attempt to activate a generative feeling. It could be a feeling of appreciation, gratitude, of care, passion for something or someone in our lives. And that is actually the quick coherence technique.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. And that is something that all of us can do on a regular basis is, I mean, this is your vessel, folks. This is your vessel. So love this vessel. It's also been called the temple.
Yes.
This is your body temple. Okay. When we think about a temple, we think about a place of reverence. Okay. This is your sanctuary where you are protected and loved and guided on a daily basis.
Yes.
When I say protected, what I mean is our hearts are physically protected by our chest, the ribs.
Yes.
Protect the heart. Okay. And it's also symbolic. Our feelings get to be protected when we care for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this practice will give us the tools to do that. Yeah. So if people want to connect with you on a regular basis with HeartMath, how do they find you, Eva?
Yeah, they can look up Eva Cristina Calderon, no H in my name. I'm from Mexico. We don't usually spell it with H. So Eva Cristina Calderon, I'm very active on Instagram, on Facebook as well. And I have my website, Core Ignited Soul. Core, heart, ignited, like on fire, like alive, and soul. That's my purpose is to ignite people's hearts.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that so much. So please, folks, get a hold of Eva Cristina. She is on fire with her own soul and with really igniting your own soul with what you're here to do. That's what it's all about for me too, is that's why Bright Butterfly Enterprises got ignited in 2018. And so we are on fire as well, here for you. to give you what you need. So if you want more about HeartMath, there's a giveaway that you have for folks that connect to you from this show. What yes. is the giveaway that you want to let people know about?
I would love to give to anyone that mentioned that you heard it here, a stress and wellness assessment. That's the way I start with people. From HeartMath. It's pretty thorough. It takes about 30 minutes, but you can have it as your to detect your numbers, where you are on the stress and your wellness levels. So I'd love to give that away for everyone to mention. And I also just want to mention that intuition course is coming up. So stay tuned if you're connected to my world. And you mentioned that too. I want to actually throw in 50% off for people here, only for people that mention it here.
So, beautiful. So if you want the course and you mention to Christina that you heard it here, then she will give you 50% off of her course coming up. When's the course coming up, honey?
Oh, well, I will start announcing it in the new moon coming up. Whenever that is.
I think it's this weekend, actually.
The full moon is this weekend, but the new moon in October. New moon in October.
Great. Awesome. Good. Yep. So we will be in touch. I love you guys. I love who you are. And please know that your life is up to you. And we will see you next week. And I will be channeling the entire time. So please come back and let me know that you want to connect to me, because I want your questions and your concerns and your requests for healing and all that good stuff. Okay. We love you. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Christina, for coming in. I'll connect to you again.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.